English on 1 Corinthians.
They went so fast on that, didn't know what they were doing. Robert knows. When they took basic English and all those scriptures, which ones were they really on? You know, in other words, I guess that were last week's notes or something. Like Acts 17:11.
I think he's going to give it to us.
Again?
Okay. I hope so. Yeah, just one of the basic ones.
Managers was in Matthew 5.
In the beginning, that word of God.
Wise guys are supposed to be managers, don't they?
Definitely were, yeah. Sean, the scripture on the health.
Acts 17:16 basic.
Spirit was troubled.
Yeah, I didn't write that very high, did I?
Trouble to two,
okay. 18:25.
Burning in spirit.
Sounds like a fire. How about love in 13:13?
Love.
How about 18:9?
Hell of fire.
Hell of fire. That was a fire, wasn't it? How about baptize in water?
Baptize with water.
Are we all caught up?
What was that, 17? 17:11, you mean?
Yeah, 17:11.
More no.
For basic English, 17:11.
More noble.
More noble? Okay.
More noble?
Question. For our first sheet, now that it's all filled out, are we to add up all the numbers on the right side? You're collecting this information?
I'm not going to collect your total at the end of the class. So what I did on page one is I stopped and gave myself a couple columns to write in total, and I'm just going to add all of page one up. And then when I finish page two, I'm going to add all that up. I'll probably keep a running total to see what's going on. But I like to add each page up as I go, so that I don't have to add up five pages in the last night. You got a bad kiss, the card you had a finger. Actually, I don't recommend calculators for this, because you push the wrong button, you can get a wrong score. It's easier just do it in your head. Just too much air the other way. Let's look at John 1:14 while we're here. Let's look at John 1:2.
One, two?
Yeah, first two. Why not take that? Just to see what's going on. The King James has what? For John 1, 2.
The same was in the beginning with God.
The same was in the beginning with God. The preposition for the same is houtos, and it means this. And you could add this one was in the beginning with God. This, referring back to word. If they say he was in the beginning with God, I'm going to give him minus 15. If they say this, I'm going to give him 5. The same, that's close. 3 or 5. Any questions here?
Can you repeat the whole thing?
This one.
King James has the same was in the beginning with God. That's all of verse 2, isn't it?
Yes. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
This one.
It's houtos is the preposition there. It means this.
Okay.
Give him he minus 15, did you say?
If he says he was in the beginning with God, I'm going to give it a minus 15. I think that's incorrect. There's another pronoun for he, and it's making the word have a personality. And to me, it's just too Trinitarian.
What's the little Greek?
Houtos means this.
But the whole phrase, literally.
What did a linear say?
This one was in beginning toward thee, God.
Okay.
And the word one, maybe just that, obviously that's in parentheses.
Yes,
it's in
parentheses.
So it could be this one, this thing, this something, this word.
What about it? Is that showing well?
It is a different word, different preposition.
We're worried just about how they handled this, so we're going to worry about the other in relation to or with or toward, or not worry about the latter part of the phrase.
I haven't been reading that. We could take it if you want. I could get something out of it, though. This was toward God. This was in fellowship with God. To me, there's a big difference there, right? Maybe we ought to take that. Let's take that. We'll make it a separate column.
John 1, 2, right?
Yeah, John 1, 2.
Two parts of it now?
Yeah. Just literally weak again. Write that down here.
Was it the whole verse 2 then?
Yeah.
This one in parentheses, was in beginning toward thee, God.
Okay? Because it's going to give us a fair range, because if we use the second part of the verse to interpret what he means by this, if we give him a five for this, but he's really Trinitarian because he said he used some other phrase that indicates that he's gotten an unfair positive rating.
So you think we'll get him on the rating of toward?
Well, you do, but you're going to give him a plus and a minus, you give him essentially a zero.
It
neutralized it out as opposed to taking the whole phrase, and that way if you had a minus 10 or minus 20, it would be more reflective of the fact that it's an obvious Trinitarian statement in its summary.
So you're saying we should take one column and broaden our scope, and let's jot down some things to rate here.
This was in the beginning with God. We'll give that a five.
This was in the beginning toward God.
And this was toward God. I'm going to give a five. We're not going to quibble about width, are we?
How are we going to do this now? Have we decided we're going to do one or two columns?
Well, let's lay it out and see what we've got. Maybe we'll do one. He was in the beginning with God. Verse 15. What if they say he was in fellowship with God?
Same thing.
Same. Is there anybody that has this and then has it all leveled up?
Greece says this word.
Basically, this word was from the first in relation with God. This word was from the first in relation with God. Probably the worst thing to get out is zero. In relation with, toward. Anything else that you might want to discuss? Let's just launch out into the deep here. I'm going to give it one column, I think. And that way I can just pick up the core of God with God on the way. Tyndale.
The same was in the beginning with God.
The same. All right. Ethiopian.
This was in the beginning with God.
Again?
This was in the beginning with God.
Okay, Adams.
Adams, he was in the beginning with God.
New King James.
He was in the beginning with God.
Dewey.
The same was in the beginning with God.
King James is likewise, is that right?
Yes.
King James, do the same to Dewey. King James 2.
He was in the beginning with God.
He? He. ERV and ASV?
Same as King James.
Numeric?
The same was in the beginning with God.
NAS.
He was in the beginning with God.
RSV.
He was in the beginning with God.
NEV.
The word then was with God at the beginning.
One more time.
The word then was with God at the beginning.
He was with God at the beginning.
Fenton.
He was present with God at the beginning.
Wayman.
He was with God in the very beginning.
Fitzby.
It was he that was with God in the beginning.
Byington.
He was at the first where God was.
CB.
He is the one who was face to face with God in the beginning.
Was it he?
Yes.
Berkeley, he himself was in the beginning with God. Phillips.
He existed with God from the beginning.
One more time.
He existed with God from the beginning.
There.
He was in the beginning with God.
Good news.
From the very beginning, the Word was with God.
From the very beginning, the Word was with God.
Living.
He has always been alive and is himself God.
He was with God in the beginning.
The Word was there in the beginning with God.
He was with God in the beginning.
Priest.
This word was in the beginning, in fellowship with God the Father. This Word was in the beginning in fellowship with God the Father.
He was present originally with God.
Basic.
This Word was from the first in relation with God.
Can you repeat that?
Oh, excuse me. This Word was from the first in relation with God.
Kingsley.
He was in the beginning face to face with God.
Norley.
He was with God in the beginning.
Ledger.
Same.
Knox.
He abode at the beginning of time with God.
He what?
He abode.
Oh.
Come on, forget
it. He was in the beginning with God.
Yeah.
He was present to God in the beginning.
This was in the beginning with God.
Yeah.
This one was in the beginning with God.
Beginning with God.
Run, Ryan.
The same was originally with God.
Godby.
The same was in the beginning with God.
World.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Concordant.
See. This was in the beginning toward God.
New World.
This one was in the beginning with God.
Lanza.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Simple.
He was with God in the beginning.
Recovery.
He was in the beginning with God.
Mm-hmm. New century.
He was with God in the beginning.
Yes. Concordant again.
Somebody wants to hear concordant.
Concordant?
The recovery then switches to he after doing so good on the first verse.
Really Trinitarian though. This was concordant is this was in the beginning toward God.
Confraternity.
He was in the beginning with God.
ERV and ASV.
Same as King James.
Merrick.
Same as King James.
Merrick, same as King James?
Yes.
John 1:14. The Word became flesh. That's the literal. The Word became flesh. King James, the Word was made flesh. And I'm giving that a minus 10. The Word was made flesh. The idea there was is that there was action applied to the Word, making it flesh. Actually, the Word just became flesh.
Give them minus what?
I give that minus 10. The Word became a human being. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, I don't have a problem with it.
Basically, what happened?
How about the Word became human?
That really brings the doctrine of God being man. God became man.
The Word became flesh is what it says, though.
But John 1:1, the Word was God, and so they think, oh, well, God became human. Tying the whole thing together. Because oftentimes John 1 is put all together in some context.
Human, the thing about human is, it's a word often used to describe weakness. It's just human. So the Word became human can kind of take on that meaning.
Does the flesh turn the same way?
Well, I think flesh is more neutral. I'll admit, we use the word flesh. Flesh is almost always used in a derogatory sense around our church.
Lenny, I want to ask you about the other idea, the other way around, starting out with Christ born of a virgin, and then going from there, being grown up into the Word. This is always stuck in my head, probably because I came out of the Catholic Church. But maybe you could help kill it. here you have Jesus born the virgin. Mm-hmm. He's fathered by God.
Mm-hmm. That was the Word becoming flesh.
Right there.
The expression right there.
Right there.
So in other words, it took an expression of God, an act of God's creative energy to make the seed that produced Christ.
So everything that was right there, that was it. There was no process over the years.
Well, I don't necessarily see that. Go ahead.
Then, could you say that in the strict sense, as far as separation, this word here is not referring to the same thing as John 1:1?
Yeah, it is. The Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh.
On your comparison of flesh and human, the way I kind of take flesh as being physical form, but human, you're adding, like I said, it tends to weaken the thought. You're giving thinking and reasoning abilities, you're encompassing all that a human is, whereas flesh is just a simple physical form.
Are we going to take the whole verse as a reading or just the first phrase?
I think we'll just take the first phrase.
Because the whole verse, maybe if it was read all together, it might shed a different light on the very first phrase.
There's a lot in this verse.
That's true, because you really can't judge it unless you see what he's in the context, what the writer is trying to express. Because I don't have a problem with humans, really, if I'm just looking at that little section right there. But if I see that there was a pre-incarnate Christ somewhere, or something like that, then I might have a problem with it.
How are we going to take that if they've got the Word and they define it as Christ?
Well, I already docked them for that over in verse 1. So if they say the Word became flesh here, I'm going to give it 5. I can only get docked for so many times. I don't really want to I know Living's going to say something like Christ became a human being or something like that, and I've already hit him for it twice. I'm going to hit him again for it. Poor guy. I'm just getting minus 100 for a one little passage.
What did you give? Word became flesh?
Five.
The word became a human being.
I'm going to add five.
Okay. Well, at least three. Excuse me, what does the Greek say?
Flesh.
Meat.
Divorce, right.
Yours say what?
Actually, the Greek word for meat is a different word.
Oh.
So it's flesh. The word is sarge or something like that. It's flesh.
Word became human is what?
Word became human. I get other meanings in that, so I might even give that a minus or at best a zero.
What's the difference between human and human being?
Well, it's one thing to be a human being and another thing to be human. Human kind of epitomizes the weaknesses. I'm not saying it has to, I'm just saying it has more than one definition. Let's launch out and see what we got today.
So, are we going to take the rating on just the first part, the first half of the verse?
I'm only going to rate the first half of the verse. If you want to read the whole verse because you think that it's significant, go ahead. If it's basically the same as the King James, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us and we viewed his glory and such glory as of an only Son full of grace and truth, I don't see a lot in that, so we'll just, you know, if you don't read it, we'll assume it's something like that. If it's something real unusual, then maybe we should read it. Tyndale. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Ethiopian.
The Word became flesh.
Adams.
The Word became flesh.
New King James.
And the Word became flesh.
Dewey.
Word was made flesh.
King James, same. King James 2.
Word became flesh.
ERV and ASV.
Word became flesh.
Numeric.
Became flesh.
NAS.
Word was made flesh. Oh, excuse me. And the Word became flesh.
RSV.
Became flesh.
NEV.
Became flesh.
20th century.
Became man. Like a human being.
Fenton.
Became incarnate.
Is that equivalent?
Wouldn't that mean, as they said, the Word became incarnate, wouldn't that mean that that whatever became incarnate was...
Oh, wait, how is it?
Became incarnate?
Incarnate means in flesh. That's what the Latin word, incarnate, in flesh. Incarnate is used in English in a loose sense to mean became flesh or came in the flesh. It kind of has both those meanings. So, incarnate could be a real Trinitarian idea. The Word became incarnate, as the Word manifested itself or appeared in the flesh. Or incarnate could mean it came and became flesh.
Doesn't say pre-incarnate, incarnate.
In other words, incarnate could be good, and yet it could be bad.
If it's always going to be coming from a Trinitarian, it would generally always be bad unless it's good.
Well, the thing about incarnate is that the Word is is often used in a non-literal meaning way. If you take incarnate in a straight literal way, I'd give this a minus 20. Because it would be making the word a separate entity that came in flesh. Instead of came as flesh, it's now came in flesh. Making the word manifesting himself or in some way. But a lot of usages of incarnate is just flesh. Something is incarnate, that means it's flesh. It's become flesh. And so, I just suspect a lot of people don't know what the word means, so they use it in the wrong usage. And that usage is so popular that that's now its accepted usage. And I just see a lot of ambiguity in that rendering. Wayman. The word came in the flesh. So that's the one that I don't like very much, because it makes the word a separate being. The word came in the flesh. Moffat.
Moffat. So the Logos became flesh.
Pinspeed.
The word became flesh.
Byington.
The word became flesh.
CB.
The word became human.
Berkeley. Berkeley. The word became flesh.
So the Word of God became a human being.
Beck.
The Word became flesh.
Good news.
The Word became a human being.
Living.
And Christ became a human being.
Ooh. It's true.
Four minus boobs.
Jerusalem.
The Word was made flesh.
Barclay.
The Word became a human person.
NIV.
The Word became flesh.
Luis.
And the Word, entering a new mode of existence, became flesh.
Then that kind of like was made flesh, or
that
leans too much.
Either one of us are drinking. Drink can take that away.
This is the one I wanted to read the full verse with.
Go ahead.
And the Word, entering a new mode of existence, became flesh and lived in a tent, that is to say, his physical body, among us.
Wow. It's pretty good when you finish it.
Yeah.
Looks like that.
The Word took on a new mode of existence, that it was in the mind of God, and then it took on a new mode of existence and became his expression.
That's the way you take it, argument five.
But I take it that way just knowing what Logos is intended to convey.
If you take it as number two, he came down from his glory.
That's a sharp drop.
Previous.
Yes, he was selected to appear.
It's a quote from Carl Rumba.
With that existing name,
back to those, John 1 and 2, or wait, well, with the existing part, actually existing with the Trinitarian, you know, and so with this one, we still take it as Trinitarian.
Well, I give it a zero, I'll just, could be taken in different ways. Amplified.
And the Word, brackets Christ, became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacle. Is
and the Word was Christ?
And the Word, Christ, became flesh.
Basic. Word became flesh.
Kingsley.
Word became flesh.
Morley.
And the Word became flesh.
Ledger.
Christ became human flesh.
Knox.
And the Word was made flesh.
Time for Trinity.
And the Word was made flesh.
Nav.
Word became flesh.
Diagla.
And the Logos became flesh.
Yeah.
Word became flesh.
Darby.
Well, it's going to be hard to read Darby because somebody took part of the page and made it into this pit bull. No, it's no longer here. It's all searched all through the Bible.
Okay.
The word can take on any.
Oh, we'll have to look that up. Rotherham.
There's another version of this Bible, right? Another copy.
I think so.
Yeah.
And the Word became flesh.
Dudley.
The Word was made flesh.
Well.
The Word became flesh.
Concordant.
Let's see. Yeah. And the Word became flesh.
New World.
The Word became flesh.
Lamza.
The Word became flesh.
Simple.
The message became human. The message became human.
Recovery.
And the Word became flesh.
New Century.
The Word became a man.
Go ahead.
How did you rate the term the message?
I took out 5 for that. I didn't like it.
What was numeric?
Give us the word became flesh.
Became flesh.
Knox.
Knox. And the Word was made flesh.
Concordant.
Somebody said confraternity.
Confraternity.
And the Word was made flesh.
Concordant.
Concordant. and the Word became flesh.
New World.
It was Word became flesh.
And Lamson.
The Word became flesh.
Darby?
He didn't have
it.
Darby didn't have
it. It was long.
No, I didn't read it. The Word did not become.
The Word became flesh.
Oh, no.
Dagla and Nab.
Dagla.
Here's Nab. Word became flesh.
I got was 14. The Logos became flesh.
And
which one?
Six.
IRB.
I get them all in my.
The word became flesh.
You're a clean man.
Just to give us first any thoughts, as a matter of opinion, it seems to me that if you take the word became human, that is a closer concept to which we have downgraded, as opposed to became a human being, which has moved from the idea of flesh to the idea of a human being, and all of that entails spirit, soul, and body, for which we've given five.
There's something to be said for that. The only reason I downgraded human, and didn't downgrade it that much, is because it's used in a derogatory sense a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I don't think flesh is used in a derogatory sense in verse 14. Whereas a human being is just, you know, the word became a human being, we can understand that. The word became flesh, we can understand that. No negative emotion towards it. But human has kind of a negative feeling towards it. That's just, you know, why I took it there. But you have a point. Human may be more akin to flesh than human being. Any other comment?
I have a question. How did you rate the ones that had Christ became flesh?
Alien minus 30.
Okay.
Questions.
He asked me the same question. I said I'd give him minus 20.
Well, I already docked him on John 1:1, and I decided to dock him again. Because I couldn't justify giving him anything else. Yeah. I dropped him to the wall. It's hard to get out of five, let me put it that way. Let's look at Acts 2:4. Acts 2:4, very famous verse. They're all filled with the Holy Ghost. One time I even rated ghost, and I gave that a 0, and I gave it straight a 5. But I decided to drop that. They all spake in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. King James.
Are we taking one? Reading?
Yes.
Spirit gave them utterance?
Yes, that's what we're reading. Spirit gave them utterance.
And that's King James right there. Just
Spirit gave them utterance is King James. Utterance, as it turns out in the Greek, is an infinitive and probably should be rendered as the Spirit was giving them to be uttering or to utter. Even to speak is good. It's an infinitive, so that's the way we translate an infinitive. Utterance, you can give that a 5 or a 3, depends on if you want to go into Greek grammar and things like that. Then we get into more of an interpretation. Power to proclaim his message. I'm giving that a minus 15. Power to proclaim his message sounds like the apostles are preaching in other tongues. Then we have power to express themselves. Power to express themselves could be right. In other words, the Spirit is giving us the utterance to express. But on the other hand, it could be wrong. Power to express themselves could be, you know, a whole different thing. Then, power to utter divine things. Power to utter divine things. Now, what in the world are divine things? I probably am not going to give that any big negative, but I don't think it's accurate. How do you know it's divine things? It's just utterance. You don't know what they were uttering. So we'll probably give them about a minus 3 for that, just for ad libbing. Yeah, the wonderful works of God. What's that? Divine things or human things? Wonderful works of God are pretty broad in scope.
We're simply at the very last part of the phrase after the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
Yes. They all speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them to be uttering. Or to utter, or to speak.
Well, on the when you gave power to express themselves, kind of sounds like it's they're not really expressing their spirit themselves, their soul.
I suppose you can do that, but I don't even necessarily think that's that bad when you get down to it. You know, the Spirit is aiding us in prayer, so I don't know that I'm going to make a big issue over soul or spirit on this verse.
But something like that could easily be taken by a non-spirit-filled, if you like, gave them boldness to speak or something like that.
There's no doubt this verse, power to express themselves, could be taken wrong. You could take that the wrong way, but you could take it the right way. So,
you know, if that be spirit-filled, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they said just gave power, though, reference back to speak in tongues, that would be God. If they left out speaking.
Give us that again.
Well, it just says gave power. As the Holy Spirit gave power.
Yeah.
Referring back to speaking in tongues.
I'll probably give that like a 3 or 5. It's not any big major thing. Tyndale.
Spirit gave them utterance.
Spirit gave them utterance. Ethiopian.
The Spirit gave them utterance.
Adams.
Spirit gave them ability.
Mm-hmm. Just ability, not ability to speak.
Right.
New King James.
The Spirit gave them utterance.
Dewey.
Gave them to speak. According as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Hmm.
King James, I read King James 2.
Made them able to speak.
ERVNASV.
I'm sorry, same as King James.
Numeric.
Same as King James.
NAS.
Him to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
Utterance. RSV.
Same as King James.
NEV.
As the Spirit gave them power of utterance.
Power of utterance. Mm-hmm. 20th century.
As the Spirit prompted their utterances.
Spirit prompted their utterances. Fenton.
As the Spirit endowed them with clear expression.
Utterance, expression. I guess we'll have to finish this next time. Too far to go. So we'll pick it up here.
Stay tuned next
door.
I don't know. I mean, for John 1:1, I need to look at the book.
You missed it?
Yeah, I missed it.
It's the same as the.
Yeah, same as what?
Well, the first part is the same. 13 James.